Testing. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Attention. This message is for the living men and women of Earth. Do not allow that which is perceived by the physical senses to speak on behalf of the totality of existence. Do not concern yourself with change. Freedom lies in creation. Change requires attachment, creation does not. Shed the constriction of that which is and swim in fluid movement. Love and learn. Have reverence for the past. Let it become wisdom, but do not try to create from the past. Life is a giant mural, and this marble for sculpting, food for cooking, sounds for music. There are seasons for staying in one spot and refining detail. However, there is more canvas to be colored. Do so. Shaken. Welcome to another episode of the Interdimensional Podcast. I am your host, Danielle Monogami, and today I would like to talk to you about the Great Awakening. Now, I'm not talking about being woke. I'm not talking about New Agey stuff. I'm not talking about 5D. I'm also not talking about corruption and the awareness of corruption. The Great Awakening that I am talking about is awakening to the fact that you are a divine being and being able to operate from that space, I guess. I was listening to a podcast and the guest was talking about how we are all fragments of God, and I think that's just such a beautiful way of putting it. I've fumbled over my words before, saying things like, we are God, we are not all of God, but we are God. And that's basically what I was trying to say, is that we're, all of us is God, but we are not all of God. And a better way of putting that is that we're fragments of God. that's just kind of to set the stage. I was listening to a different podcast with a different guest, and that guest was talking about basically four rules to live by. The first one is love God with all your heart. The second is serve selflessly. The third is be all you can be. And the fourth is your home is in the present moment. So I want to break those down today and share what they mean from my perspective and how I've related them to experiences in my life. And hopefully it gives you something to ponder and to feel into as well. So the first aspect of love God with all your heart, well, when you begin to move from a space of you are a fragment of God and everything else around you is also a fragment of God, then it becomes such a, it's like in my previous episode of love just becomes who you are because there's so much to love. And it's not, again, it's not a noun, it's a verb. Did anybody count how many times I said noun and verb in that? I did not. I couldn't bring myself to go back and listen. But, you know, I've kind of been playing around with doing my best to tap into that space of me that is God. And from that space, then I envision myself fully becoming love and radiating that out and not forcing it on anybody,
or anything around me, but simply allowing things that need to be loved to be loved. I do my best to remove the judgment of myself and of others, of situations. I've kind of started envisioning situations as boxes or as realms, I guess. And if something isn't serving me anymore, or if something is causing me pain in some way, whether that's mental pain or physical pain, and I'm still new to this, so I'm still kind of learning. I'm just sharing what I've kind of been exploring, but I look at that as a plane of existence, and I basically say to it that you have every right to be exactly as you are because you are of God, and I love you, and I'm going to let you go, or I'm going to move forward from this plane. And it's kind of shifted how I've started to let go of things. So yeah, I just kind of, again, I just try and radiate out the love, and whatever needs love, I welcome it to embrace the love that I am attempting to radiate out, which kind of moves right into serve selflessly. This is something that I am struggling with a little bit, not a little bit. I'm struggling with it for sure, because we live in such a fight or flight society, a fast-paced society, and our survival, we've been conditioned to think that our survival comes from what we get from the effort that we put out. And I think that's so detrimental. We can't just go to our jobs and just show up. We equate the level of work that we put out with how much money we're going to receive. In a relationship, we will do basically the same thing, but instead of money, it's like, well, how much love can I get? How much respect can I get? How much participation can I get? Instead of moving from that place of radiating love. And I think I'll come back to that, because there's another aspect. I do want to say, you know, when you're moving from that space of love, you go from what do little I gain to what do capital I gain. And in Rastafarianism, I should say, they actually differentiate. They say me when they mean like Danielle or Bob Marley or Peter Tosh or whoever it is. They say me. And then when they're speaking about the source that is within them, they say I. And so, you know, I grew up thinking that they just didn't know how to speak. Little did I know how actually advanced they are. They adapted their speech to differentiate, and I think that's really cool. So yeah, I'll maybe circle back to that. I'm not sure. We'll see where this goes. Be all you can be. For me, I've started to ask myself, what do I contribute just by being me? Not by what I can do materially. That's kind of a heavy question because, again, we've been conditioned to think that serve selflessly, we have to, what do you have to show for yourself is such a common phrase, and it's just as harmful. So I've been kind of trying to ask myself, and I'm trying not to have any shame about this, but for a while I have not felt like I really have anything to contribute, at least in any material way, I guess. Meaning I haven't felt like I have a skill set that I could share with others. There's a big thing in the entrepreneurial realm about find a need and fill it, and all I can think is how much I just like to think and how much I like to ponder. And in today's society, we don't have philosophers, and I can say that I was born in the wrong time, but I was born now so I could learn. Well, I wasn't born now. I was born 32 years ago. But I was born to learn how to be myself in these times. I was born now to see if I could find my godhood, even when everything around me seems to suggest that is not to be supported. For me, I believe that I'm here to love. I'm here to investigate. I'm here to be joyful. I'm here to sing. I've been driving around in my car and trying to let the spirit within me sing, because that's what it likes to do, and not worry about whether or not I'm moving too much or making weird faces as I'm driving because I'm into the song, or, you know, I'm just trying to let that go because that's little I stuff. That's me stuff. That's Danielle stuff that gets hung up on that. Whereas the essence of who I am loves to sing. My fragment of the universal one loves to sing and to move, i.e. dance, even if it's not pretty. So I've just been trying to allow myself to do that. Your home is in the present moment. For me, this is where I find stillness and expansion. And when our awareness is in the present moment, I think that's where we connect to our essence. And this is where we have to go to find our intuition and to find faith and to find trust and to find peace. All of this has kind of been, I've been sitting on this podcast for a little while because I've felt like I've had more to add to it, and it's kind of been nice to just sit with it. I think a lot of us have an obsessive need for certifications, or for more knowledge or what have you. We're constantly seeking things from outside of us. And so many people are saying, you know, it's because you feel like you're not enough. It's because you feel like you're not enough. And I recently had a revelation that, in fact, for me, it's I can be a go with the flow type of person if somebody else knows the way. Otherwise, I have to know the way, and I have identified that I am scared of the free fall. And I believe that I am scared of the free fall because I've been so disconnected from my intuition. I have not been able to pick up on feelings or leads or things like that. And that scares me. That scares the me in me. That scares the ego, the Danielle. But I was also listening to Kyle Cease, and he was saying, it was about weight loss, a video about weight loss. And he says, we as adults are allowed to take up space. And at first, the first couple of days that sat with me, I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, body, you're allowed to take up space. There's no judgment. And then it clicked. And it was like, oh no, like, my essence is allowed to take up space. I am allowed to be here. I'm allowed to be here. God is allowed to be here. The universal one is allowed to be here and exist. And there is not even any allowing when you look at it that way. It just is. And you don't have to shrink yourself. And that's actually when I started allowing myself to sing when I wanted to sing, and paint when I wanted to paint, and draw when I wanted to draw. And when it came to this podcast, I just sat in that allowing. I think when we sit in that present moment, our intuition deepens and we'll have a way forward. It deepens our trust as well. And I think if we can just sit in that space of, you're allowed to be here, you're allowed to do what makes you happy, you're allowed to be joyful, you're allowed to fill in the blank, I think all four of the rules to live by unfold when you allow yourself to just be without judgment. It's been pretty significant for me to sit with this, so I'm sure that there will be developments moving forward, and therefore more podcast episodes, which is awesome. But I will just continue to sit in that space of non-judgment and trying to trust in the free fall. And I hope that this has given you some nuggets to sit with. I didn't get back to serve selflessly. I don't remember what I was going to say, so maybe I'll sit with it. I don't know why I'm so sassy, but I am, and you are welcome. I should sign off now because I'm just rambling. So I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day whenever you are listening to this, and I hope that you feel the love that I am radiating outward, and I hope that that ignites something similar within you, because it's a beautiful, beautiful state to be in. So, have a wonderful day once again, and we will catch you on the next one.